So we're walking up to Red Square now.
Yes, we are.
Wacky.
That's St Basil's Church that you can hear the bells ringing on.
Yeah.
Yes, Red Square has been closed because they've got the seating stadium, because the 1st of September was Moscow Day.
Right.
And it had bands and that playing.
Yeah.
In Red Square, and so they still haven't taken all the seating staging down yet.
But you stand by it, don't you, Smith?
Yeah.
This is it, yeah?
They could have taken the seating down for us, couldn't they? I bet this is left over from the 1st of September.
Marathon next weekend, about.
Oh, right.
What's that, Moscow Marathon?
Yeah.
It's quite quiet, really, isn't it?
Yes.
It's meant to be really, really, really busy and noisy.
I was saying to Paul, it's a little bit like the square we went to Florence, wasn't it? Mm. You know, where we sat in it, but look, you can't get into this. So it's probably shut off because they're putting the seat in for a marathon.
Mm. And you've got the Kremlin by it on the outskirts, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's massive, isn't it?
No, we go inside the
television.
We're going into the Kremlin, aren't we?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yeah.
Yes, some people there want to stay today. You can visit it, yes. So, in the Soviet times, this church was turned into a museum. Nowadays, it's officially partly a museum, partly a church, because every Sunday we have a little service next to the shrine of St. Basil. But everyone has to pay money to get inside, the same price for foreigners and for Russian people. So it's more a museum than a church. If you want to visit, it's possible. The ticket office is over there. Okay, and we came to Red Square. Red meant beautiful in the old Russian, so it has nothing to do with communism or blood, just a beautiful square. The first name was Square on Fire, because there were many fires here, everything was made of wood. And the fires were very typical of Moscow in general. The next name, Square of Trinity, and the third name, Red Square, a beautiful square. You can see the stones under our feet, that's only 1960s, before there was asphalt here. Because in the Soviet times, they organized great military parades on the 7th of November, the day of revolution, and on the 1st of May, the Labor Day. Nowadays, also, they organize different events in Red Square. And in the winter time, we have a big skating rink just in the center for everyone to skate with music and many ice sculptures. So what we see here, of course, we can see this tower with the clock, the Savior Tower, the icon of Jesus Christ is above the gates. In the past, it was the main entrance tower to the Kremlin. All the Tsars, the patriarchs, they went in and out through this very tower. Everyone had to cross himself and to take off their head before they entered through this tower. And when Napoleon was here, he was in Moscow in 1812, he rode on his horse inside, and when he was inside, his horse suddenly shied and his head fell off. And the chimes, they date back to the 19th century, and of course the five-pointed star is the symbol of the USSR. Before the revolution, we had double-headed eagles on top of the towers. In front of St. Basil's Cathedral, we can see this monument. This is the first monument in Russia. Usually we put up churches to say thank you for God, to God for our victories. Monuments came from Europe. These two people, Napoleon came in the 19th century. But in the 17th century, Polish people came here. Polish people occupied the Kremlin.
And these two people, they organized the volunteer army and drove Polish people away from Russia. Why Polish people came? Because the dynasty that ruled our country for 700 years erupted, and no one knew who is to rule. There was a mess in our country, a lot of uprisings, and Polish people, they used this moment, came here. By the way, Swedish people also used the opportunity. They conquered the northern territories of our country. Anyway, these two people managed to drive Polish people away, and then the Romanov dynasty came to power after that in 1613. And that will be our meeting point, okay? So just keep it in mind that these two people. And now we continue our trip. We go to the center of Red Square to see the tomb of Lenin.